As Europe steers through the intricate currents of the year 2025, the continent stands amidst profound political realignments and transformations upon the stage of international affairs. These unfolding shifts are recalibrating the EU's posture in matters of defense, diplomacy, and economic stewardship, mirroring a grander aspiration for heightened sovereignty and steadfast resilience within a swiftly changing global order. A revived and strengthened alliance, born of the Weimar Triangle, to embody Europe's renewed unity and sovereign resolve. From its venerable roots in France, Germany, and Poland, it now extended its stately hand to the UK, Spain, Italy, and the European Commission, forging a brotherhood beneath one resolute standard. Born of disquiet at foreign dominion, this union marched forth to reclaim Europe's voice in the councils of the world, pledging, with solemn grace, to seek a just and enduring peace in Ukraine, unshackled from the sway of distant powers. Germany, beneath the prudent helm of Chancellor Friedrich Merz, hath risen as a vanguard in this noble tide of realignment. With regal resolve, the realm hath pledged a princely sum of 1 trillion bestowed to strengthen its armaments and elevate its foundations, whilst casting its gaze toward the verdant vision of climate purity by the year 2045. In steadfast harmony with Europe's grand pursuits, the European Commission hath revealed the Readiness 2030 design, a mighty vision to summon 800 billion in service of fortifying the Union's defense, quickening its military might, and emboldening its industries of warcraft. This undertaking stands out as a shining emblem of unity and resolve, forged to guard Europe's honor and readiness in an age of gathering storms. Diplomatic drums beat with heightened cadence as Europe's chancelleries awaken to the hour's demand. In the city of London, beneath gray skies tempered by purpose, Prime Minister Keir Starmer summoned to council the stewards of 16 sovereign realms, joined by the EU and NATO's vigilant hand. There, amidst the echo of past empires and future reckonings, they etched a vision, a charter of peace for long-suffering Ukraine. This August convocation did not merely parley, but proclaimed to the world that Europe, no longer content to be a spectator, now rises as guardian of the just cause. Yet, in the shadow of unity, discord finds root. The parchment of alliance between the UK and the EU hath been marred by quarrels over the bounty of the sea. Though the covenant of mutual defense beckons as essential to the continent's shield, French resistance, wedded to the cause of fisheries, hath cast a veil upon progress. Herein lies the eternal conundrum, like how to balance the sovereign appetites of nation-states with the sacred charge of collective security.